In a society that values bodily perfection, the invitation to break bread to remember a broken man is deeply countercultural. But this is precisely what Christians do every time they celebrate the Eucharist together. At the Last Supper, the bread that Jesus takes is broken so that it can be shared among the disciples. This simple, everyday act of breaking bread is not just a practical necessity to enable a group of first-century Jews to share food among themselves. Much more significantly, it points forward to the death by which Christ brings salvation to the world and provides the means by which his followers will remember that death for generations to come. "Do this in remembrance of me," Jesus says. As we sift through our memories of past events and people we have known, it's easy to be forgetful or to become confused about some of the details. But then, prompted by something or someone, we can be reminded of them again. The Eucharist is different. We were not present at the Last Supper, nor did we stand with Mary and John at the foot of the cross. We're therefore not remembering something that we witnessed for ourselves at first hand. Despite this obvious fact, Christians believe that, at the Eucharist, we remember Jesus, and as we do so, experience his presence among us. This remembering is much more profound than being reminded of a happy or sad event from our past, like a favourite holiday or the end of a relationship. At the Eucharist, the memorial of Christ's death and resurrection is made possible through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit doesn't just remind us that Christ died and was raised on the third day, but enables us to be transformed again and again by the events of Good Friday and Easter. In this way, we become more fully the people God calls us to be. Those who through baptism have died to sin and been raised to new life with Christ experience this transformation again and again as they celebrate the Eucharist together as members of the Church, which St. Paul describes as the body of Christ.